This is Eric Webb for Austin 360, and we have King Princess with us.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm doing very well, honey. I'm hot. Hot as ball sack, but I'm ready to play.
Ready to play, ready to go. You've got your Cher shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't leave home without it.
No.
No, never.
It's a staple.
Okay, well, so speaking of songs that I'm sure Cher would love, Hit the Back, let's talk about your new single. But most specifically, let's talk about the dance that goes with it.
Do you love?
I love.
Henry's over there.
I love. I live. Yeah.
Do you live and love?
I get my laugh. I love, live, laugh.
I live, love, love.
Where did this dance come up? So you posted on your Twitter account a dance that you said you're going to take on the road. You're kicking your tour off here at ACL. Is that right?
I just wanted there to be something like gickety gack visual, like for this song that is so incredibly beautiful and filthy and passionate. And I love this track. Yeah. It was the last song I added to my album.
Oh, wow.
And it, you know, it was really like a moment of like, I want to make the gays dance.
We'll be there and we will be dancing.
Yeah.
We always are.
Henry actually choreographed the dance.
Oh, yeah.
He's my choreographer. And dance is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to express yourself through practice, through getting comfortable with movement. Mm-hmm. It's something I'm not really used to because I grew up a lesbian.
The gay man, well, as a gay man, I would not say movement comes naturally to me necessarily, but I do put it forth my best
effort. But we have the gack within us.
We have the gack. We have the kickity cack. We have
the quackity quackity quack quack quack,
yeah,
quack.
Yeah, exactly. Art.
Yeah, the art.
The art.
The art pop.
The art pop. Buy it on iTunes. Just kidding.
She needs
a sale. So let's.
I stan art pop.
I stan art pop too. Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. It's she's avant garde. She's giving us museum quality bops.
Yes.
So let's actually talk about art and let's talk about queer art. So I know that queer art has been formative for you, and you actually said all art is gay in an interview. All art is gay. So can you talk to me about some of the art that has been formative for you, like influence wise?
I think that I'm really inspired by divas, and I think I'm really compelled by the nature of like our music history and the fact that we have these staple divas who like, you know, embed themselves into the tapestry of music history, like the Diana Rosses, the Whitneys, the Chers, the Madonnas, the Celine Dions, like the Ongs. Like, I think that it's so beautiful to look at a history of divas and think about the way that they've kind of used queerness as a vessel to kind of not only promote themselves but to promote the queers around them.
Yeah,
because for every diva there is an arsenal of gay men and women.
Yeah, we actually have to sign up like at birth. You have to pick one.
You have to pick one.
It's a lottery system.
I just feel like, and all art is gay, and I do feel like the best things that we love are usually gay, and you know, for so long they've been hidden, and now it's just time to have some gay divas.
So I imagine you have a lot of young queer fans. What do you hear from them about like the effect that your music has on them?
I get a lot of sexual commentary.
Okay.
From these children. They love to tell me
it's
all
like
the things they want to do to my body.
All right.
On the internet. It's very, and I think that's funny because it's like, how often do you have somebody that's like hot and gay and represents you, and you want them so bad you feel the need to comment constantly on fun? And I love that. Like, for me, that's like success. Like, to have these kids like actively participating in my posting and like everything. They're funny. They make me laugh.
Yeah.
They make me laugh.
Yeah. It's a dialogue.
And I think some of the best things that I see on, you know, that make me smile and brighten my day are from the comment section.
Yeah.
And also, most people have like evil, grim comment sections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like most hoes like are out here on the comment section like crying, reading through, and I just get joy from my commentary. So I love.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about the intimacy that you have with fans, but like with your songwriting process. I think you do such a great job of communicating something like very personal and specific with your songs, without like, you know, putting anything like on blast, like necessarily. Can you kind of talk about like what you kind of try to do like with your songs, like when you start out, and how they end up like from the page to
they always record? Kind of are intended to be heard by someone specifically, and I think that that's kind of part of like what makes them personal and intimate, is like, I'm writing music that I wanted the girls I dated to to hear.
Yeah.
You know, whether current, past, present, future, yeah. I want them to, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that that music comes in real time where it's like, you know, I wrote some of these songs and sent them to people and were like, this is how I feel about you. And that's a terrifying thing to do to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I roll. And it's this weird kind of fucked up thing I do that I really... I has helped me kind of live journal my life and feelings, and mm-hmm. also kind of helped me express what I want to say better than words. And so, you know, that music then becomes public, and I have the privilege of sharing it with people and having them say like, oh my God, this feels really personal and intimate. I'm like, it fucking is. It is personal yeah. and intimate. This was meant to get someone to love me.
Well, that's like the thing with the danger of like memoir in general, right? Like you're always like communicating something that is inherently personal by making it very public.
I don't mind it because at the end of the day, it's like these are universal feelings. There's nothing being said in these songs that we haven't felt.
Right.
As queer people, as straight people, like it's just love.
Right.
Love, and love is love, baby.
Love is love. Love is love. Love wins.
Love wins, baby. Hashtag love wins.
Love wins. It gets the gold medal, the silver medal, and the bronze medal. So
all the medals.
It's hot outside. We want to get you in some shade. But last question. Your tour's kicking off. What's the wildest tour story you have?
Oh, my
craziest
God.
Craziest tour memory. Or it can be something sweet. You can give us something sweet.
At Bonnaroo, they gave me a golf cart.
Ooh, like your own?
Yeah, and I was like, truly... blacked out just yeah. driving this golf cart with like 15 men on it around the festival, living my best life, to be honest.
Yeah, Mario, real life Mario Kart.
It was literally Mario Kart. I wanted to hit as many other carts as possible was the goal.
Oh, perfect. Bumper, yeah, who doesn't love a bumper car? Well, Michaela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks.